that.
What, incredible
scat? Yeah, she did quite well as well.
Is he telling you what's
well.
Going on?
No, it's pretty.
Anyway.
Can't you drive in your trainers? You can't.
Yeah.
Like leg boots. Run it.
How's it go?
What?
Should have got one out for your grand. There's many other seat numbers on it, man.
Got numbers on.
Picky.
It's got spots.
It's alright, isn't it?
Oh, I've got a little
book
about
30. Just about you, eh?
My deodorant. Last of my money, so I might as well spend it.
You don't have to spend it, you can give it to me. Then drop it, serve your money.
The intrusive is going to include it when I
It's
not highway code. It asks you what you've got to do for your, it tells you what you need to do for your test. And it tells you what you should and what you shouldn't do. It's only 41 pages, so you can to read it. It's quite good. It's not full pages either, it's like drawings and just bits of paragraphs.
What are you up to?
Whoops.
She's got a skirt.
Yeah, it looks nice. What are they? What are they? Hey? What? What's that? That's a pizza.
Pizza.
What is Tracy? Should put that through first. Oh, why don't you give mum the money and put it all through? No. No, I bet not.
No, because I have to put receipt in books and it's They'll probably turn around and tell me it's all cold food, so I can't, we can't offset it against the tax or that or whatever.
Sorry.
Oh, no, Mum's
getting
that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What are you doing to me? What do you think you're doing to me? I've got to get the shopping through. In a minute. In a minute.
Daddy won't let you go.
Horror. It's only because you're closer to things with me, isn't it?
You're a bit lower down.
Isn't it? No? No? Is that Rebecca's new coat? Is that your new coat? Is it?
Yeah.
What's that? They just have to make sure that they cover everything up and then they don't go stale, not just left open.
How come you've got two boxes?
Well, they're not, one's not going to last very long.
How long are you there for?
3 months, dear.
You're not coming home for 3 months?
Yeah.
Just think, 3 months without me, how are you going to miss me?
No.
Oh, really, mystery, is there, I will. Honestly. I'll have nobody to torment
them. Alright. What, darling? Put your socks and your deodorant through. No. He wants to come now.
You're a pet.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Oh.
Becky. Boo! David's got it. Change.
all go to our house?
No, David's taking it. So we'll keep ours separate.
It's got to be £5.
You get our stuff then.
Alright. I'm just getting our stuff. This is all going with David, so the van is packed, absolutely full. Yeah.
Shove them in there.
Oh, you don't need the driving licence, do you, if it's freezing? Thinking about being a chick. Thank you.
Are they inside?
Come on, sweetheart. You'll have to sort of sound it out and see how it works, because well, it isn't only that. I mean, we don't provide the food when they're at home, do we? I mean, we can't keep go shopping every week for and providing like all the meal, or do we? Yeah, I suppose we do, don't we? Yeah, I suppose we do. As long as we keep some, you keep something in for breakfast, and that'll be the main thing, won't it? We'll have to, you'll suss it out anyway. And then just write down what you need when you, and I can nip down when you come home at weekends.
Are you going out for an evening meal? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. That little one.
No, if they want chips and stuff, they can go out and pay for them themselves.
What, for dinner?
Yeah,
because you've got plenty of lunch.
Well, no, I don't know. No, I think we'll have to, won't we? We've got to provide sandwiches and stuff.
That's what I'm saying, if they don't want stuff for the ride, you know, they want to go out and get chips and pay for them themselves.
Yeah, but you can't expect them to manage off. Oh, you've got ham and.
Yeah, there's ham and chicken and bread and sandwiches and soup, and so we've got a choice.
Yeah.
It's not as if they're having nothing.
No, it's only when you run out of that stuff. Because you can't expect him to manage on like a bowl of soup or something, can you?
Well, that's it. I mean, yeah, something for breakfast, a light lunch, you go out for a big meal, that's all you need.
Yeah.
If you want anything else, so.
Yeah, but you're not having that much for breakfast, are you? You just, if it's cold, you'll have to sort of stop for breaks and so you can get warm, won't you? Yeah. And just, yeah, because David's, oh, do you want me to put it in the van?
What?
We can go and do it, couldn't we?
Yeah, if you put it in back of the car, I'll make up and do it.
All right, where are you parked?
Back from Milford.
All right. Okay, then. Yeah, I'll go home now and tell you that I'll make him something for his dinner. Kiss. Bye.
I'll ring you tonight.
All right, I'll see you later. Yeah.
All right.
I'd learn all you can and then we'll know how to do it all. All right. But hey, listen, don't be frightened. If there's anything that you don't know, don't you be frightened of asking him how to do it.
Oh, I'm not.
Because there's things that he can show you and.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not really, I'll stop
him for anything. All right. Okay, love. I think, are you not open though? Well, I suppose it depends if Norma's got anybody in for lessons. Ooh, my foot slipped. My foot slipped on the clutch. I couldn't do anything about it. What time it was, your dad would be wondering where his dinner's got to, won't they? There's Anne and Brian.
Aww.
We've got nothing to make him a sandwich of, haven't we? We'll have to go home. Down, I can get them. But I'd never seen them before.
Well, I've never. Don't think so. Another shed, whatever. That's 64 people. They're on the top shelf in those brown baskets because there's set them. There's three at the top, three in the middle,
yeah.
Three on the bottom, and they're right at the top.
I suppose they'd be quite nice with jam on. I didn't like them without.
They're just like scones.
Yeah, not as dry. Scones, are they? Scones tend to be a bit dry.
Too fast.
Yeah, and of course it was an icy road when he went through there. It's not working for some reason. Possibly, yeah. Yeah, because it's now, we've got to order red paint. He didn't get any red. Because he didn't honestly think, well, he didn't know he'd need it. Maybe he just didn't think when you showed him it that it wasn't the right one, because I suppose if you've seen him every day, you don't, it doesn't register. Just the fact that, of course, your dad only gave him the price for blue and white. I doubt that she'll do it until you've got through your exams. Well, you're allowed to earn $49.99 before you pay tax and national insurance.
Yeah, but like Jake said, she said it's coming out of his back pocket anyway.
Yeah. Should have been to the Salvation Army. Pat. Oof. Hell, I got a pain in my back then.
Told you that to put the bloody telephone on the thing or to get off it. And you weren't in, and I couldn't find telephone number to give him a ring. I've just got through to direct inquiry. He's got the number, just gonna dial it and go, says an X on.
Oh, thanks, Pat. Cats must have knocked it off.
Tell Annette to get off that bloody phone.
Oh, it's God. A
cheeky. Put it back on the hook.
Oh, he is nice, isn't he? It's charming, really. He's not going to get any dinner now for that.
Graham got a letter yesterday.
Yeah.
From that rehabilitation centre in
White Cross.
Yeah.
He's got to ring up and make an appointment and then go and have it. We would like to invite you to have a look around our shop and see what you can do.
Oh, right.
So he's going to have a ring tomorrow and make an appointment and
good.
See if he can do something. Well, he's good. I should imagine, he knows what they can earn and what they can't earn.
Mm.
And plus the fact that I suppose they'll be in a position to, if he does all right, they can position to know the firms that employ him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Graham's problem is the morning.
Yeah.
It's alright, rest it day. And my problem is Graham. Start walking around town with a bloody magnet on your back. He's there.
You can't move.
I can't, but what's the bad in the big shops? Because you can walk out of the photograph of another door and lose it. You can't.
He must get fed up, doesn't he? Yeah. It's a difficult part, isn't it? This is it. Let's hope, anyway, something comes of it and he'll. Yeah.
The snowdrops.
Oh, I know, they're coming up.
Yeah, spring's coming.
Yeah, they're coming up.
But everything else is alright, it's just he gets that frustrated.
Yeah.
And you've got to try and be jolly, you can't be.
Not all the time, you can't, can you?
No.
Right, I'll make him some dinner and take it up. Thanks, Pat. Right. It wasn't off.
No. I don't say that to him though, because he'll blow his cat, won't
he? Yeah. Hiya. I'm just coming up now with you some dinner. I don't know whether the cats have knocked it off or. Have you? Yeah, okay. I've just been to Asda, so kids are on the way to put the bits of shopping in the van. All right, because I've got them some cereal and some bread, and I'll bring up the toaster. They can take the toaster with them for a while. And oh, there is there? Oh, well, okay then. But I've got them cereal and sugar and coffee and tea and bread and some cheese slices to make some toasted sandwiches. And so they should be okay. All right. I won't be long. All right. Bye. Right, make him. Well, what on earth? I'm going to put him in this sandwich now. Should have got some. What have I got down there? Nothing. Spent all that money and got nothing.
No, just cheese. Corned beef.
I meant to get some bits for us. I might have to go back.
Really corned beef bites. What time do you finish your work?
I'll be there all day. Can I try a bit? How nice. What sort of cheese is that one?
Same as that.
That's nice. balls because the other one's got a fault and it's not working properly. Please, yeah. Thank you. Are you coming up with me?
No.
See you in a bit. I'll come back and clean for him. Alright. Tell you what, I'll take a bag of crisps. And then if I sit with him.
Are we going to do it all later then?
Okay. It won't be long. Hello. Where's she at? Who's she?
And you took off after me, yeah,
anyway. No, I need to bring you closer. Yeah, so I was saying there's one on train. You're telling him about the performance next door.
So he's been here this morning. I suppose you helped him last night. He says to take everything away. He said, it doesn't work, you know. He said, and I'll always be friends with you. I said, look, I said, if somebody comes in here, you know me, Peter, if they want to borrow stuff, I said, I'll lend them as long as I get it returned. I said, I didn't like, you know, anybody just letting the tyres down for a purpose. Well, the bailiff came down and did that. The bailiff broke into it and did that. I said, look, Peter, I said, I don't want to know. I said, but I don't like dirty tricks like that. And I said, and there's other ways around it. So I said, somebody came in here and asked me if he could borrow stuff. And I said, yeah, fair enough, there you are. And I said, they'd been there 2 hours. Oh. Well, I don't know what we saw. I said, I don't want to know.
Yeah, you did right. I'm sorry about that. I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah.
I think John's brought some.
I'm going to have to say to Peter tomorrow, he's going to come and have a look at that. It won't be ready until next Sunday. Because John's got all the red to put on and he can't do it this weekend. And he can't come in at night, so he'll have to do it next Saturday.
No, but it isn't your fault, is it?
No. What's that?
Not your fault.
Really, what do you think? Oh dear.
Hi John. Cold beef and onion.
Oh,
yeah, I know, I'm sorry, Trish. Poor John's frozen. I forgot to tell you about that performance. It was obviously, there's been no bailiffs, it's been Peter that's done it. Because as Jim Whelan said, he's not been served with any writs of any sort, and they can't just do it without actually serving.
I mean, they can't go and break glass and, you know.
No, they've got to.
His door, didn't
they? Yeah, bloke his door, put super glue in his locks. And
bailiffs wouldn't do that, I'm not that pathetic.
Did you see Anne and Brian?
Yeah.
To talk to?
Yeah, we stopped and did the saddle
out. Oh, right, good. Because as they, we were sort of going out, they were just coming in, and Teresa was a bit disappointed because she'd missed them, but anyway, never mind. Do your dad think what we've got is okay?
Did
he?
You know, Dad's like, thinking, oh, good, there's my dinner.
That tin of biscuits wasn't a bad price.
Get one of those when we go shopping for all
fries. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Yeah, because it looks as if there's some quite good ones in.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. And there's custard creams and jammy dodgers and... Well, they don't look bad at all. I think they cut the price down because it's not in a tin.
Stay fresh tub.
Yeah. So, but who cares as long as the